A chat with Kyle Nagy, who's superintendent and orchard operations manager at the Sandpoint Organic Agriculture Center in northern Idaho. David Sparks, Idaho Ag Today.
Nowadays, there's definitely been resurgence in hard ciders in the U.S., and you can't make a really good hard cider out of Fuji's and Honeycrisp, so a lot of these heritage varieties are specific for cider production.
They sell their apples and cider locally and also donate produce to the Bonner County Food Bank.
And then we also work with different apple groups in the Pacific Northwest, such as the Lost Apple Project, where they're actually trying to find some of these heritage varieties that we thought were extinct but are still in existence on some of these old homesteads in the region.
One of the things we want to be able to do research on up here is season extension techniques, since our growing season is so short.
Having 70 different varieties, our harvest starts in the middle of August and goes through our first frost. We've had some years that we've harvested apples all the way to Halloween. A couple years ago, we started the Heritage Orchard Conference. We started out as an in-person conference here in Sandpoint, and then with COVID we ended up moving to a webinar series. And what I was happy to find out is that we're having international reach. So last year we had attendees from 16 different countries. We host a lot of classes and courses through the University of Idaho Extension here in Bonner County. The office is nearby, but we have this big beautiful facility here, so we hold a lot of our classes out here now.
And they also give tours in the fall. All in all, a source of Idaho pride. David Sparks, in association with the Ag Information Network.